This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nice try, bitch.
I had
You missed the second one. You missed the second one.
Well, usually if you do that, there is a second one. Ain't no second
one. Those not words.
I got that.
Those not words. Those is words, just not in the right order. You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
36 degrees right now. Going to get up into the mid-40s, and the heat comes back a little bit.
Oh.
Like we said, 55 tomorrow, 51 on Sunday, but it'll be rain, son.
Yeah.
And your Bills forecast, the coveted 1 o'clock Sunday kickoff that we will have in Orchard Park, high of 49.
Ooh.
65% chance of rain, and you know it's just gonna.
Gross.
It is the worst kind of weather.
Bleak.
All right, I want to start talking about something that I don't understand, and maybe you guys can help me with this.
Sure, what's up?
All right, so Thanksgiving is what, a week and a half away?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like 2 weeks. So that's a lot of stress.
Oh yeah,
right. You know, the food budgets we've talked about, getting together with family, who's gonna host, the cleanup. Blah. This weekend and next weekend will be a lot of what they call Friendsgiving.
Yes.
Are you familiar with Friendsgiving?
So I know my stepson did it with his friends in Chicago.
All right, Kimmy, for those who are unfamiliar, could you explain the concept of Friendsgiving?
It's just Thanksgiving, but it's friends and not family,
okay.
I guess.
Yeah. Which again?
Same meal, same people, or same idea, just different people.
It's like an excuse to get together.
Sure.
At somebody's house instead of a bar.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to PXY, the morning show, Boos and Breezy this morning, saying, hey, and Breezy tells me this weekend she's doing Friendsgiving.
Mm.
And I can't wrap my head around the idea of wanting to do a second or third full Thanksgiving.
Well,
you talk about all the time about how much you love turkey.
I do.
But here's the thing, the sides.
I do.
Somebody like Breezy, somebody like younger people, they're not going to throw a traditional Thanksgiving for a family.
Right.
They're going to go to their family.
Mm.
So they don't have to do, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So like if Breezy was hosting.
Yeah, but somebody's hosting.
Right, but like Breezy's not hosting Thanksgiving.
She's not, yeah.
No.
But somebody in the friend group will be hosting.
And from what I've seen of these Friendsgivings, it ain't like the traditional Thanksgiving.
You have not been to a Friendsgiving, my friend.
Oh.
Sometimes it's even better.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the Friendsgivings.
Like they go
layouts,
all out. You get all the apps, all the good sides.
Oh. Right. Yeah. I thought it was like kind of half-assed, basically drinking and hanging out, getting
Nope, all the way in. Now, look, I get your point where she's not going to be hosting two Thanksgivings.
Right.
But, like, here's the thing. If you don't have to host, if you don't have to spend, why would you want to do this? Like, I don't get why you can't. If you got your friends and you want to come over, why not just sit around and have a couple of beers? Why do you have to have a full Thanksgiving
meal? Why not
meal?
The food?
Yeah.
Well, because you're going to
order out.
Yeah.
Like, you can have that whole thing just delivered and then throw it out when you're done.
Just get a pizza.
There you go.
And Kimmy, you go, why not have double Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Here's why. I think the reason Thanksgiving is such a coveted meal every year is because you get it once, right?
Okay.
Like, we don't normally eat like 1800s railroad barons on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like you're watering down the excitement of the meal if you're having the exact same meal a week before Thanksgiving.
I don't think so. I mean, listen, I live in a house where leftovers don't last long. So, like, if I can get a shot at two.
There's a house in Rochester. They say there's no leftovers. And I've seen many a poor boy.
So, if I could double up on the leftovers, if I have a shot twice at leftovers to get a little bit, I'm going to take it.
Okay. All right. You've done the thing. You've done the Friendsgiving.
Yeah,
before.
We do Friendsgiving every year.
Right. But you don't host.
No, I don't.
How many people at your Friendsgiving?
Two.
Well, there's. See, the thing is, it gets bigger every year because more kids are in on it every year. So
oh, wait, you bring the kids.
See, that's just Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But it's nice because I don't see all my friends' kids together all that often. So every year, you know, it's kind of a.
I thought this was for like people that don't have kids yet. You're still young and
no, this
you're
is,
hanging
this
out.
Is
I didn't realize
family time. It
oh, that
starts
sucks.
Out that way.
Like, you're bringing kids in?
I like seeing my friends' kids.
Man, you can't talk openly about, like, it's worse. You can't cuss. You can't talk crap because you got kids running around. That's
but the kids usually, like, go off and, like, they do their own, like, thing. They hear everything. Occupy each other.
I'm pointing that out. They hear everything.
252 WCMF. We're talking about the concept of Friendsgiving. Paul writes us on Instagram.
What's he saying?
Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. Me and my buddies get free turkeys from work, so we save one for Friendsgiving, deep fry it, and then get hammered. It's always fun. All right, you just get hammered.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. I'm the same.
So, like, here's why I'm half hating this also. What? So, my 15-year-old comes home 2 days ago.
Yeah.
She wants to have a Friendsgiving with her friends.
She's too young.
Thank you. I didn't know.
Kids are doing it?
I wouldn't even think she'd be interested in that.
Wait, they're going to cook?
Yeah. So my wife, who you know loves like throwing a party.
Oh, yeah. Loves to host.
Yeah, she's all in on this. So my daughter, are you ready for this? She tells me she had hockey last night. So I'm trying to get everything laid out like over the next week and a half because it's chaos between hockey, Bills, Thanksgiving, all that stuff.
Yeah.
She wants to have 14 friends over.
Over your house.
On a week from Sunday. Yeah. And here's the thing. I don't even have the Bills to argue because they play Thursday night next week against Houston. So it's a wide open day.
And by the way, that's like the week. So you would have it on Thursday?
Sunday. So she wants to have
Sunday. And then right after that is Thursday Thanksgiving.
Yep. Now we're going to my aunt's house, I believe, for Thanksgiving. So we're not cooking. But my wife also, I told you, likes to cook a smaller Thanksgiving meal. So we have extra leftovers.
This ain't small. 14.
No, but
kids.
That's just so that'll be that. Plus the meal she wants to cook on Thanksgiving so we can have leftovers for Friday.
So
and
you're
Saturday.
Doing it?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if my wife knows how big it is.
God.
But, like, I'm going to have 13 other teenage kids in my house. How about there's a kid coming from Syracuse?
Really?
How desperate is this kid? God, that's what I had to say. No, this ain't happening.
I wanted to say no, this ain't happening, but it sounds like
how much can a man take?
Thank you. That's just what I'm saying.
That's ridiculous.
Like, if my wife
you're
told
you're going to miss those times, though.
But I'm not going to be allowed around it. My dog's like, yeah!
Yeah, you're literally the help.
Yeah. And she's like, she's got, here's the thing.
Boy, more water, please.
She's got this plan. Mm. So she's like, yeah, like, me and my friend, she's got a game, I guess, Sunday morning. So we're going to go to a game, and me and my two and my friend are going to come over, and we're going to, like, make the food. And,
she's going to cook?
She thinks she's going to, like, make this food. And, like, I love my 15-year-old, and I get the choose a 15-year-old, right? I can't see her pull it off.
Does she cook?
A turkey?
She's really good at ramen.
Okay.
Yeah. She's got that going for her.
Right.
Yeah, this is going to suck, man.
Oh, yeah. And that's a big cleanup, man.
That could be a tradition, too. Watch out. You do it once and it's a hit. Guess what? It's going to be forever.
Adam writes us on Instagram. I think traditionally Friendsgiving was a group of friends that don't have other families to spend Thanksgiving with.
That's how it started out.
And that I get. That I
college
understand.
Kids, out of town.
Absolutely.
Move to a new area, a new job. Yeah,
no,
I get it.
Sure, fine. Like
just hanging.
If you don't have family, if you don't want to see your family, and you're looking, okay, fine, that's great. It's just the extra that doesn't make any damn sense
yes.
to me. And like I'm surrounded by people who are all in on this. Like you're all in on this, the Friendsgiving.
Yeah, I like it.
Breezy's all in on this. My brother Ryan is Mr. Friendsgiving.
Well, that I get. Like, that boy's built for Friendsgiving.
But it's not even about the second meal. It's
really?
Well, you know, man, I got lifelong friends, man. I want to spend time with
them. It's amazing how Ryan sounds just like your daughter.
It's really strange.
Well, they are related, you know what I mean?
And Breezy.
It's a genetic thing. I don't know. Breezy must be hanging around us too much. Yeah. It's really nice to, like, get
so
around.
So he's doing it?
He does the Friendsgiving
does he host?
Every year.
But doesn't he also do, like, stuff for the neighborhood with the guys?
He is that guy. Yeah. Maybe that's why this is annoying me so much.
Yeah. You see a little bit of your dad.
Well, no, my dad was never that guy. My dad was not that guy. Like, I've always been bothered by activity guy.
Fitting guy.
Yeah. Like, he's going to be part of, like, the neighborhood club.
Like, the planner.
Yeah. He's got, for example, like, my brother Ryan went on, like, a boys' trip to, like, a cabin last weekend.
Yeah.
And he was breaking it down for me.
A cabin, but he doesn't hunt.
No, it was like they just
a cabin.
They just hang it.
Hung out, drank beers, watched football.
Didn't they do some bourbon thing or two?
Something like that. He's part of a neighborhood bourbon club.
Yes.
Which is the saddest sentence I've ever heard uttered in the history of the world.
It'll get sadder when they have t-shirts, man. Bourbon bros.
Bro, he's part of a couple's neighborhood fantasy football league.
Really?
Yeah. Which means they got to get together.
Yeah.
He's my mom and dad in the 1950s.
Yes, yes.
Because this is what you did in the 1950s, but I got it. You only had three channels, and there was nothing on TV at night.
Yeah, that's fine. And here's the thing. I don't want to take away anyone's happiness, right? Like, whatever makes you happy.
No, that's not what you do.
No, but here's the thing.
Like, Mr. Happy.
It takes every...
I can't help it. Sucks.
I can't help it. It sucks so hard.
What he's doing
it
is kind of
so
like...
Hard.
I know. What he's doing with, like, his neighbors and stuff, it's kind of like the way we describe, like, our parents and the way they were with their neighbors.
Well,
which I kind of thought had gone away.
And it should have.
It's kind of nice that people still do that.
That is my nightmare.
I don't talk to my neighbors.
That is my nightmare.
So, like, my dad... So, I remember my dad talking like when they first got out of the war and they were living in an apartment, right? Mm-hmm. And one guy in the whole goddamn building, I don't know how big his building was, had a TV, like a little black and white TV. And it was Friday night were the fights. And they broadcast them live on TV. So they would all go to one guy's house, sit in the kitchen with this little 12-inch TV, smoke, drink, and watch the fights because that's all they could afford. That's understandable. Mm-hmm. We're not there anymore.
I know, man. I know.
Why do I got to talk to people?
Well, you know,
I'm done with people.
I agree with
you. But don't you like look at the way we feel about that though, and think maybe we're the problem?
Well, listen.
Like, don't you feel miserable saying that?
Yes.
Because I feel the same way, but I'm like, I understand. I'm like the one not having fun here.
But do you imagine if I told my wife, "Hey, Pat's coming over tonight. We're gonna watch the game. He's bringing a pack of cigs. I got the cigars. We're gonna sit in the living room. We're gonna sit in the kitchen, chain smoke and drink beer, and you go out in the other room and knit."
She'd
kill me,
woman.
Before I even finish the whole thought.
Justin writes us on Instagram, why do you hate joy? I don't know. I hate this. I understand.
Because I'll tell you why.
Why? Why?
It's fake joy.
Oh, in your face, Justin. Yeah, you buy into the jive.
Man.
No, I know.
But the point of Friendsgiving is you're around the people you want to be around as opposed to family where you're forced to be
this
around.
This is what you settled for. The people in your life are who you settle for.
Well, no, she's...
If these friends that you have, this is what you settle for.
She's right, though. You don't have to do this. You're choosing to do this.
No, but these are your friends.
These are people that you chose in your life.
Well, you didn't choose your neighbors. You didn't choose your neighbors.
Well, I'm not
talking
about neighbors.
You kind of didn't choose... Your friends kind of wash in and over you.
What?
Like, you didn't seek that person. You just kind of met them.
What?
You met him at work. You met him.
Yeah, but there are people you meet at work that you're not friends with.
Yeah, yes. You have to.
Like everybody in the building.
No, you have to cultivate a friendship with someone you meet at work.
That's what you think, man. You just kind of bump into people in life.
I'm not on this man's side.
And then you become your friend.
No, he's
I think
not.
We're talking to somebody that legitimately does not understand the concept of friendship.
I get friends.
I don't know if you do.
But they're a pain in the ass.
That's not a friend.
No, I just don't want to do it. All I'm saying is I don't want an extra meal or obligation for activities.
Right.
That's what sucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like with the neighbors thing or the friends thing, like it starts small and it starts to snowball. And now it becomes like a family obligation.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would just like time to relax as a human being. I don't need to do all this extra stuff.
There's no downtime.
Thank you. That's it. Yep.
Where's the downtime?
Yes. And maybe for like someone like Breezy, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, she ain't got any, you know, she had a big family or anything.
Yeah,
going
doesn't
on.
Have kids. No, but he's right. I mean,
she's
have
not
kids.
Married
she
yet.
A ton of
she's engaged, right?
Yeah, she's engaged.
Yeah.
Right? But like, yes, like, okay, you got all the free time in the world. Someone like my brother, you got two kids, you got a new house, you got a job, your wife works also.
Bro,
right?
He's also got a couple of side hustles going on. Now, actually, he's got three side hustles going. He's got his radio gig.
Yeah, but he does. Yeah.
He's podcasting. Yeah. What was the other thing?
He is now
an MC.
An MC, yes. Yeah. Yes, he is. He is MCing events across the greater Rochester.
He's like Star Search.
More like Sun Search. No, but like I can see, I already see the train of coming with my brother and the neighbors and his friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like 3 years from now, when his kids are doing all the activities, he's going to have to go to these things that he started.
I think he's a guy that's just going to look forward to this kind of stuff.
He might.
Okay.
Those people exist.
All right, well, I don't trust any of you. None of you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, there's always a big debate about education versus experience.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And look, the truth is, you know, the best people have both an education and the experience to do the job.
Sure, if you're lucky to get both.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't be.
Right.
This is an education versus experience kind of situation because this man did not have the education. Or the credentials.
Yeah.
Or the clearance. Yet, he was still working in this very potentially dangerous job.
Wait, he was working?
Like official hired employee?
Wow.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, being a pilot can be a very dangerous job.
Oh, yeah.
When you are up in the air, you want those people that are piloting you around to have not only the education, but the hours in to keep them professional and safe. I want to tell you about a gentleman who has just been arrested for faking being a pilot with a commercial airline.
Wait, how did he get away with it?
Okay, so when I say faking being a pilot on a commercial airline, I don't mean he like bought a uniform and told people he was a pilot.
Yeah.
He was working.
That's what I'm saying. He was in the cockpit.
Yes, so it happened in Europe. A Lithuanian airline hired this man as a co-pilot, and we don't know how long he was doing this for, but the story says he piloted multiple flights.
Oh, and so he'd been... He's got air miles.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
The story says the man forged certificates, which got him hired by this airline company. And when I say airline company, I mean company that like flies people all over Europe, like in the airport, commercial airline company.
So how good were these documents?
Apparently really, really good.
Right.
Because again, he didn't sneak onto a plane.
Right.
He was hired by an airline.
You almost got to put it on the airline.
Well...
You really do.
Yes.
Like, you're supposed to be good at figuring this stuff out before you put a guy in the seat.
But, I mean, counterpoint to that, I guess the thought might be, who would be insane enough to fake these credentials to fly a plane?
Maybe a terrorist?
Oh, here we go. Oh, my God. Here come the terrorists.
Well, if it's that easy, man, like, everybody could get a guy, hey, I'll, you know.
Even the terrorists were like, no, there's no way it's that easy. Like, no one would have thought that. Just this guy. Bro, he did not have the certification to be a pilot, and he co-piloted multiple flights. Multiple flights.
And I guess it was pretty good.
I wonder.
Yeah, how did they catch him? Did they finally figure it out, or did he screw up?
That's a good question.
That I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's been very hush-hush. They haven't even released the man's name yet, you know, on account of they hired a guy that's not qualified
to
fly a plane.
I wonder if, like, pilots kind of, like, there were some red flags. Like, whoever he was flying with, like, maybe they noticed some things and were like, hey, we check into this guy? Like, are we sure that he's qualified?
Yeah, maybe he had a question.
This?
Like, hey, what's this?
Yeah,
dude?
Like maybe there was something obvious going on that other people that worked with him were like, eh, something's not right here.
So it turns out there was another story like this that happened in Florida that we found out about a year ago. Now it's not as bad. A 35-year-old man faked flight attendant credentials, things like phony badge numbers, other stuff, to get free flights as an airline employee, and he pulled it off for 7 years.
Man, so he went all over.
Yes, but he never got near the cockpit, and he never actually worked.
He was just looking for a free trip.
Yes, he never did any work for the airline.
That I can wrap my head around.
By the way, he got like 45 free trips in the 7 years.
God damn.
Faking these credentials. All right, so there's two things that jump out here in this story to me, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is it the education or is it the experience that is more important in a job like this? Because I guess it's not out of the question, and again, we don't know how he was caught, that this guy may have been able to just do this job, learn on the...
You could learn on a flight simulator on your computer.
But I'm saying, like, even being in the airplane after a couple of years, he would have never gotten caught.
Right.
Because they would have never looked into his credentials.
And he was good.
He looks like he knows what he's doing.
Right. But he may know what he's doing. He's just not certified.
Uh-huh. You hear this?
What? What am I hearing?
Well, no, like Tommy is a guy who, one, believes experience is more important than education, and two, has said multiple times these planes fly themselves.
Oh my God, they do. Once you get above 10,000, man,
you gotta get that.
Light
a cigarette. Get above 10,000.
Light a cigarette. Maybe that's why he got caught. So, what do you think? What this guy did is a big deal, a huge deal?
Oh, obviously it is, but
I wouldn't want to be on his plane.
But people didn't know it. Like you didn't know you were in danger because you had a nice flight.
But you seem
I don't know who's in that cockpit when I get on a plane.
You seem very unbothered by this.
Well, because it all worked out okay.
Okay. How many flights would this guy have to have been on for you to feel comfortable letting him fly you around?
I mean, if he'd done 100 flights.
Without the formal education.
Give him a goddamn job.
Oh, my God, you're an idiot.
Give him a job.
You're an idiot.
You're good with 100.
Yeah. That's a lot of airtime.
Okay. He also doesn't have any education, credentials, background, stuff like that.
Obviously.
Dude, just roll your eyes.
He knows what he's doing.
I am dying to know how he learned, you know.
Well, like Tommy said.
You could learn on a flight simulator.
And you're comfortable with that.
Well, that's how these guys learn. Like, that guy... The qualified guy started out on a simulator. before they put him in a plane.
Well, yeah, but then he also had, like, you know, right, education. Like,
and
absolutely.
No, but like
instructors
that's
and
that's a huge, yes.
What, like college?
Yeah.
Does every pilot have to go to college?
Well, I mean, unless you were in the military, I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
What's that deal? 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
I mean, can you learn, can you go into the Air Force?
Well, I don't think you can do night school. Yeah, like, you know, correspondence yeah. school.
Plane's got lights.
Brian Stratton, pilots. Jim writes us on Instagram.
Yeah.
I am a pilot. Pilot emoji. It is the safest occupation out there. Yeah, you're right. It's the safest occupation out there when this guy's not flying your plane. Right?
You don't need a college degree to fly a commercial plane. They list the bachelor's degree as a preferred qualification.
So I can fly, you can fly.
But it's not a strict requirement.
Okay, it's also like, yeah, you don't need a college degree to be like a police officer or a firefighter. But
oh,
it's
from
almost
the flat deck is the break room this morning. Hope you enjoy the creep cap.
It's more about the necessary flight training, which I'm okay with.
Yeah, absolutely. Kimmy, can you Google if I want to be a pilot, what the steps are?
By the way, Miss Kimmy will be coming through the cabin shortly, give you all the directions where the exits are. Enjoy your flight.
Steps to becoming a commercial pilot?
Yes, a commercial pilot. Yes, thank you. Again, we're talking about the story. It happened in Europe, 252-WCMF. An unnamed man, they have released very few details about this, who worked for a Lithuanian airline, like at airports flying people around Europe. He was working as a co-pilot without any certification, no education. He faked forged certificates, which got him actually hired by the company. Like, he was getting a check and paying taxes and everything. We don't know how he was caught. We don't know how many times he did this. But it does say he was a pilot on multiple flights. The other thing that blows my mind about this story.
What's up?
The confidence you would have to have in yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Without the education. Because it's not just the lives of everyone on the plane. Those are more important. Your own life is tied up in this.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, this ain't a situation where it's like, oopsie daisies, well, don't do that again. Like, you could die in a horrific, terrible way.
Yeah, you would be an international news story.
And it's all your fault.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kimmy, what do I need to do?
Well, first, you have to get a private pilot certificate. So you have to
we go out to the airport, we take some flying lessons.
I'm your private pilot. Pilot for money. Fly where you want me to fly.
Then you have to acquire an instrument rating.
Okay.
And then step three, obtain a commercial pilot license.
Okay.
So that's where you have to do all the flight requirements, hours and total
flight
time.
Yeah, man, fine, totally fine.
Well, we could do
this. You have to pass written and practical tests. There's a bunch of steps in getting the commercial pilot license.
You think you could fly a plane?
I can't because of my hearing and my eyesight.
But other than that. Bro, you don't have the brain capacity to fly a plane.
Bro, you can't hit a couple of buttons there. Let's go.
Have you seen what?
Flaps up, flaps down.
Have you seen?
You pull the stick up, you pull it down.
You're an idiot. You're a complete. Stop doing that with your hands.
And you worked the throttles. Okay.
I hope that they.
Your legs don't reach the throttles.
Use this guy for his knowledge of how he obtained that many certificates. Because you need to pass a lot of things into.
And he did it
and
all.
To have all of those documents fool somebody is.
If you think about
it, how did you do that? And are there other people that also did that?
He's that smart. He could have just went to flight school.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. But he didn't.
Yeah.
But he didn't. All right. So I guess the moral of the story is if you want to do a really dangerous, potentially dangerous job, and again, I understand the pilot isn't dangerous. I'm saying it can get dangerous.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you want to do that job, get the education.
Get certified.
Yes, thank you. I think that's not a make a voice statement. That's a pretty standard fine.
That's certification.
Yeah.
Certain cockpit.
Let's take a break.
Prepare yourself.
Shut up.
Where's my cocktail, Kimmy?
Bills, Buccaneers, Sunday Live, the coveted 1 o'clock home game in Orchard Park, right here on 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the game, go hang out with Ole Miss Kimmy.
Oh, Lady K?
That's right. She will be at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai. Delicious food, fantastic drinks.
Jokes galore.
And Kimmy. Also Timmy.
Kimmy and Timmy.
Terrible time, Timmy. It's a Kimmy-Timmy combo play.
Yeah.
Wow.
Go hang out with the Emmys.
Have a terrible time.
That's right.
Double the entertainment.
Bill Gray's Tap Room with Chi Lai with your friends from CMF. So the Bills need a win bad.
Yeah.
And it's going to have to be against a team that also needs to get back in the win column. The Buccaneers last week lost to the Patriots, and that was a game that, Kimmy, you saw Bucs quarterback Baker Mayfield. He was furious they lost that game.
Yeah.
Furious.
Yeah.
Bucs are fired up. They smell blood in Buffalo, and smell blood could be the appropriate statement of the century. Vibes with Bills Mafia are not good right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks, once again, are calling for the jobs of coaches, GMs. The fan base has turned on wide receiver Keon
Coleman.
Yeah,
I would say like the panic button has been pushed.
Mm-hmm. Tommy, you mentioned injuries still brutalizing the team. There is no one coming to save you. It's like nothing we've ever dealt before.
Okay.
Except we have.
When?
Every single year, the last 4 years.
What happened?
All right, look.
I don't remember this last year.
I know that we live in a now world.
Yeah, give me now.
But allow me to refresh everyone's memories. You guys feel like taking a trip down memory lane?
Yeah, let's go back.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
All right. Last year, after 9 weeks, the Bills were 7-2. They were a game better than they are right now. But fun fact, the seven teams the Bills had beaten up to that point, not a single one of them made the playoffs.
Mm.
So you beat seven bad teams last year.
Yeah.
And they ended up in the AFC Championship game. 2023, after 9 weeks, the Bills were, you want to guess?
How?
6-3, just like they are right now. Losses to Zach Wilson and the Jets on opening night. Mm. That awful loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars in London. And loss to the New England Patriots. By the way, the Bills would go on to lose two straight after week 9. 2 years ago, they were 6-6 after 12 weeks.
All right.
Let's go back to 2022.
Okay.
After 9 weeks, you want to guess what the Bills' record was?
Undefeated.
6-3. Just like this year, with losses to both the Dolphins and Jets. Do you get the point I'm making?
Yeah, but you even said some of these injuries mm-hmm. are like devastating that they can't get around. And then this Keon Coleman, when's he going to wake up?
Okay. Oh, well, great question. When's he going to wake up? You're just blowing past the information I dropped on. No,
but
you're
not.
We have literally been in this spot every single year the last 4 years.
But isn't that exhausting? That every year you end up in this spot where you're just kind of like ho-humming it, and then you turn it on in the end, and then you run out of gas in the playoffs.
This is called football.
But not for every team.
Yes.
Some teams seem to get around it.
Every team has at least two losses right now.
No, but I'm saying like other teams figure it out and get to the plays and get to the Super Bowl.
Every team has two losses right now. Every team.
But every team doesn't have Josh Allen.
No, but they have Patrick Mahomes, who has more losses. They have Lamar Jackson, who has more losses.
But how about you're squandering this kid's talent?
You're squandering?
I mean, to his point, it does feel like you don't have as much talent as you had in years past.
Or they're like, banged up, or they're not coming back.
Who was that last year?
Josh Allen seemed to make it work with Mac Hollins.
Who was it?
And you had guys that were, I don't know. I don't know who it was. But it worked better. It worked better than it's working right now.
But you can't make the dynamic talent argument because they didn't have it last year. They didn't.
But did they have the key injury?
They did. Yes. Uh-huh. Matt Milano missed the entire season up until the last month. And here's the thing, Kimmy. Again, I understand that it is.
You literally are signing guys to the practice squad in hopes they come in and make a difference right now.
They were doing the same thing last season.
Not to this extent.
Okay.
Not to this extent.
Okay.
Ooh, not to this extent.
252 WCMF. 252-926.
Listen to Lady Starbucks.
The last 3 years, you were 6-3 at the same spot with the exception of last year when, again, every one of your wins up to that point came against a team that did not make the playoffs. Are we ready for fact bomb? You want me to drop a bomb of facts on you?
Fact bomb.
You ready?
Fact bomb me.
You win on Sunday. You're a game and a half back of the division lead with 8 games to go.
Mm.
And you have a head-to-head matchup left against the Patriots. This time 2 years ago, they were 4 games back of Miami for first place in the AFC East. Four.
Wait, how many?
4.
Okay.
When it comes to comparing ourselves to the best teams in the NFL, the Bills are a game and a half back of the Colts and Broncos, who have the best records in the AFC going into this week because the Patriots had the early game last night, with 8 games to go. Who are we as Bills Mafia right now? Who are we? Have we become the fan base that only gets excited when things go our way?
Well, that's what's fun about being a fan.
No, you don't know what being a fan is because you're not a fan.
I am a fan. I'm a fan of entertainment.
Why can't I be a concerned fan?
You could be concerned. You sitting here going, we're not going to win the division, guys.
Can I be a disappointed fan? I'm a disappointed
fan. You're not a fan.
I'm not saying.
You are not a fan. End of sentence.
How am I not a fan? I watch the games.
You don't. It's
okay to be most realistic and be a fan. I don't think they're going to win the division. Doesn't mean they're not going to make the playoffs.
I'm a fan. But I don't think they're going to win the division.
You're not a fan. You're not a fan. 252 WCMF. I would love for them to get rid of that new stadium. Let's keep playing where we are.
Keep playing like this. They may be taking it down.
Fantastic.
Taking it down.
Keep playing like the way we've played every single year.
Just scrap it.
Have we forgotten as Bills fans where we came from? What we've been through to get here? 17 years. Wandering the desert.
Yes, we were.
Earning the right to watch Josh Allen play football every weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you guys some questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready? And again, 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Are the Chiefs a bad team, Tommy?
Oh, they're a great team.
They're a great team? They're a game and a half back of us out of a playoff spot right now. The Bills beat them head up.
They're getting old.
Are the Ravens a bad team, Tommy?
No, they're great.
Okay. They're 2.5 games back of the Bills.
But Baltimore's
out of the playoffs,
a crappy
town. Out of the playoffs, and the Bills beat them head up. We beat both of those teams when they were at their strongest. And you're going to look at me, tell me those two teams are great, and then say, yeah, but it's over for the Bills.
I'm not seeing it.
Man!
Not seeing it.
What are you not seeing?
Okay, so they dominate Kansas City, and then they just go to sleep in Miami.
Well, they also had injuries that game, too.
Okay. Which we warned you about.
Okay. So again.
No, I'm saying like afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those injuries, you're not getting around them.
Okay.
So how can you be great if you don't even have the guys? You're telling me they have chumps.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
You told me they are literally signing people off the street, which tells me y'all's a chump. You were street chump.
Oh, wait, now it's y'all's? Because I heard you were a fan a second ago.
Oh, I'm a fan.
Are you a fan? Are you a big old fan? You a big old fan?
Big time fan.
I'll take it a step further.
So let's say they come out and they just suck again.
Yeah.
Like they put on the same performance they did in Miami. You got to think, what the hell's going on? You got to ask yourself.
I'll take it a step further.
Yeah.
I have seen enough from this team the past 3 years,
yeah.
4 years, that even if they lose this game on Sunday, I'm not panicked.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
That's bad. Home loss.
Yeah. I think that's
it. I mean, Baker is a great actor.
What does that have to do with anything we're talking about?
Well, it helps.
How?
I'm a fan of his acting.
Okay.
I want him to get those progressive beds back.
Ignore all the statistics I just dropped on you. Ignore all the history.
I did.
Ignore all of the shame you should feel. It wasn't math. I was literally saying what their record
numbers.
Was. We weren't adding or subtracting. It was this is a number.
You were doing like this. You were
this
showing
is a
me.
Number. Okay. If there is one thing that you should have learned as a Bills fan.
What am I supposed to learn?
Because you are a diehard Bills fan.
I'm just a fan.
You know what's frustrating? It's
this
not,
team always... has a pulse.
Yeah.
You're right. Find a way.
So
that's
my first wife.
They always have a pulse, but like I think the frustration is why can't they be a consistent team?
What team is consistent right now?
I just said the Patriots have won
and
their
again,
last 8 in a row.
Again, go
and
look at who they played.
The Bucks.
But the Bills haven't played the Bucks.
No, I understand, but I'm saying like if the Bills were to lose to the Bucks, that wouldn't be concerning to you?
I mean, Kimmy, it's football. This is how this goes. Like, all of a sudden, we're going to play line-by-line comparison? Because if we're going to play line-by-line comparison, again, I give you the Chiefs, I give you the Ravens.
All right.
Look, if this team...
So when do I get concerned?
You can get concerned anytime
you
want.
No, no,
you
tell me, because you say I'm wrong.
I'll tell you when you get concerned.
You say my feelings are incorrect.
I'll tell you when you get concerned.
Tell me when I should
be
concerned.
When the Bills have been mathematically eliminated from the playoffs is when they have no shot to win the Super Bowl, in my opinion, based on how things have gone with this
team. So when does that happen? What day?
Well, that's not going to happen.
But it doesn't, it's not concerning that, like, even, like, the Bills management has tried to, like, they know that they need talent offensively, and they tried at the trade deadline, and it just didn't happen. Like, that's them admitting, we see a problem, and we can't fix it right now.
But again, I'll lay out every
team. And then you got the tariffs.
That is a
shutdown.
Every team that's a contender goes out and tries to find talent at the deadline. The Colts are the best team in the league right now, record-wise, right? Yeah. They went out and traded 2 first-round picks for a defensive back.
Okay.
Were they not prepared?
I think the Bills are a little defeated right now.
Okay.
I think they were a little desperate and they couldn't make anything work because they didn't have. Well, they tried to trade and nobody would trade with them.
Are the Colts desperate for trading 2 first round picks for Sauce Gardner? Because
I don't know. I guess they saw a problem and they tried to fix it.
But I would argue that's more desperate. You just traded 2 first round picks for a corner that's under contract for the next 3 years. Look. If this team was quarterbacked by Drew Bledsoe and coached by Chan Gailey, I'd say give up. Fine. If we were going to watch Trent Edwards, led by Mike Mularkey, go out to play the Buccaneers tomorrow,
never heard of these people.
I'd say lose hope. But what we have seen Sean McDermott do with Josh at the
helm? So you say he's going to work mirrors.
No, look, I'll say this. Right. We owe them the benefit of the doubt. Do we not? Now is your chance as a Bills fan to shake
commitment.
Those cobwebs out and come back home and remember what it was like watching Tim Tebow come to town on Christmas Eve when it's snowing raining sideways at 37 degrees and there's 12,000 people in the stands. Mm. Like, I don't mean to come down on Bills Mafia, but it is very frustrating with the history of this regime that everyone's like, good, it's over. All we are in the same spot we've been the last 4 years. Don't look good. Just like it didn't look good last year as a championship. Just like it didn't look good the year before. Just like it didn't look good the year before. Shut up.
But one of these years is going to bite you in the ass.
Is it this year?
I think so.
Based on what?
I think it's this year.
Based on what?
Well, you asked me.
Based on what?
Well, it's the future. Future doesn't look good.
The future doesn't look good.
Kimmy says the future doesn't look good.
Based on
Kimmy said that it seems that the management sees a problem they have not dealt with.
What?
Playing in the shadow of that new stadium is screwing them up.
Is that what it is?
It's got to be
like the wind stream with the birds.
It's got to be hurting them.
252
That graveyard's screwing them up.
Let's take one call.
The graveyard
that's existed since the stadium was
built. Well, it's biting somebody in the ass right now. Mr. Ghostman.
Let's wrap it up with Jimmy's on CMF. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Good, guys. How we doing?
I'm great, Jim. I'm fired up, Jim.
I'm fine.
Well, Duff, I'm a 50-plus-year Bills fan. I mean, first game was 1975. I went to Rich Stadium. I've seen it year after year. The difference here is casual fan versus, I don't want to say real fan.
Oh, you're going to take that, Kevin?
What?
Intuit fan. I'm not saying people, individuals here. I'm saying on most days,
yeah,
the casual fan is not going to get interested enough to care as much as you do and as much as I do. I watch film, and I'm freaking nuts. And I'm not concerned in very highly concerned, slightly concerned. They're still number one in the league in rushing. They still score 30 a game. Granted, they didn't for two games. Just when you think of this league, it's a week-to-week league.
Preach, Jimmy! Preach, Jimmy!
All wins are local, man.
Preach!
It's a soap opera. One team is up 1 week, 2 weeks later, you watch the same show, and they're dirt.
Amen, brother. Amen.
It's,
get him, Jim!
So, by the time we get to the Bengals game with Burrow, we're going to know pretty well where we're at. And I'm thinking we're still going to have a real damn good chance.
Damn good chance.
Damn good. Jimmy, I'm sorry. I'm super late, buddy. I don't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. I got to get out of here. It's super late. But thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. He called you a casual fan.
No.
That's what I heard.
How is it bad to have concerns about your team? How does that make you a bad fan?
Concerns. Just got concerned.
I didn't count them out. I said they still make the playoffs.
You said you don't think.
But I just,
still,
I just think they make it hard.
She said an actual journalist.
I just think
she actually
think
goes and does journalism.
It
where
hard on
that TV show she does with the RIT.
How is that journalism?
I thought it was journalism. I thought when you go to the game and you talk about it, you're a journalist. Like you report on the game on TV.
I guess.
See, yeah, I mean it's low TV, but it's TV.
Anyways,
I'm trying to give you a goddamn compliment.
Well, I know. You're talking in the middle of me talking, and I forgot what I was saying.
Well, you journalists just go on and on. You got to ask yourself.
Well, Kimmy, maybe it'll come back to you when Tommy makes his pick.
Maybe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.